Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Think Now Research Podcast. This is our monthly podcast in which we go over our most recent report. Think Now Research is a culturally integrated market research agency. We integrate Hispanic, African American, and Asian insights into custom market research for companies and government agencies looking to thrive in a changing demographic environment. You can find us on the web at thinknowresearch.com and on Twitter at ThinkNowTweets. My name is Mario Carrasco, and I'm co-founder and principal of Think Now Research. And I'm here today with Pepper Miller, president of the Hunter Miller Group, author of Black Still Matters in Marketing, and co-author of What's Black About It. Pepper, great to have you back on the Think Now Research podcast. For those listeners that didn't listen to our last podcast, would you mind telling us more about your work at the Hunter Miller Group?
Oh, thank you, Mario, and thank you for having me. It's always fun to do this with you, and I am a big fan of Think Now Research. I absolutely love the work that you are doing, just absolutely love it. So at the Hunter Miller Group, we are a market research and strategic planning firm, and we help large corporations understand Black America so that they can have loyal customers and a more positive bottom line. And a lot of the work that I do is, in addition to, you know, conducting research studies, qualitative and quant, we help companies with their develop strategic platform, and I do a lot of speaking and workshops for customers, which I enjoy, because telling this story about how African Americans are different is really key. We're a little behind marketing industry is in understanding the differences with ethnic consumers in general, and surprisingly with African American consumers, given that we speak English. So I've been this advocate for value and inclusion of all the ethnic segments, but particularly with the African-American market. So I'm delighted to be here.
Great. And thanks again for joining us. And it's really timely that we're talking about this. You mentioned there's still a need for understanding of the African-American consumer. And despite us having more data than ever, we experience some really big marketing mishaps, specifically of, you know, African-American consumers, Pepsi, and most recently the Shea Butter line, right?
Yes, Shea Moisture, absolutely, absolutely. And part of that, the big story behind that, even though Shea Moisture is Black owned, it's not understanding the sensitivity of this consumer. People, a lot of marketers and people too say that the Black consumer is just too sensitive, and they've asked me that. You think they're too sensitive? I was like, no, they're sensitive. The problem is the companies don't understand the sensitivity. And number two, that we're not always in the room, as Melody Hobson says, or at the table. So making sure that you have the talent with this consciousness and experience to share insight is valuable. The owners of Shea Moisture are Black. I believe that they are from Africa, and they have a different experience and a different lens. So making sure that you have the right people in the room at the table is key.
Agreed. And hopefully we can provide some insight on a really important market today, which is the automotive market. So this month we're going to be going over our Think Now Drive study. It's focused on total market automotive purchase behaviors and trends, and invited, you know, Pepper Miller to give insight into some really interesting statistics that we have specifically about African-American auto purchase and habits. The report that we're going to be going over today is available at no cost on thinknowresearch.com in our download section. Feel free to pause the podcast now and download so you can follow along, and we'll do our best to explain the data that we're discussing. A little bit of on methodology before we jumped in. We conducted an online survey in February among a representative sample of 500 Hispanics, 250 non-Hispanic whites, 250 African Americans, and 250 Asians. So let's jump in. For those following along on the report. Let's jump into slide five, here titled Purchase Horizon. So to kick it off, we asked a representative sample of Hispanic, whites, African Americans, and Asians if they're planning to purchase or lease a new car, truck, or SUV in either the next 6 to 12 months, 3 to 6 months, or in the next 3 months. And what really stood out to me here, Pepper, is African Americans topped the list at 72% saying that they're going to be purchasing a car, you know, within the next 3 to 12 months.
Yes. So we know that for most people, you know, next to the purchase of a home, automobiles, these vehicles are one of the biggest and most important purchases in their lifetime. But when it comes to African Americans, image is everything. And I think we talked about this in one of your last studies. So when we step outside of our home in this brown skin, we are more likely to start this whole experience of countering stereotypes. And that is true, I think, with the multicultural community. Because of our history and this longstanding history that we've had in this country, it is more intensified with the African-American consumer. So image is everything. And African-Americans have this identity-shaping relationship with brands. And so automobiles become a big part of our image, not for all African-Americans, but for many African-Americans. And so we prefer products and brands that help us represent their individuality and their style. And so automobiles do that for us. So this number makes so much sense.
And what do you think, and thank you for bringing out, you know, identity, because that is later in the slides, we talk about some factors that go into car purchase decisions. And we see that things like style and prestige are more important among African-American consumers specifically. But taking a look at the economic climate, I know there was some data recently released about economic stability and wealth increasing among minorities. Do you think this is driving some of the likelihood of purchasing a car within the next 12 months as growing wealth and income among African-American and Hispanics?
Well, it probably is, but that, you know, the car purchasing over-indexing with African-Americans, Mario, has always been an over-index and always on the radar within the past 12 months or in the past 2 months or 2 years or 3 years. And it seems like in every research study that I've done and other studies, this whole notion of buying a car has been on the Black community's radar at a higher propensity. So it's not necessarily anything new. I love that your study is confirming this, and within a shorter time period of a year. So it could possibly be some of the economics we will see on future slides about buying new versus used in your study, which can also help tell that study. But our drive for a car and image and identity often outweighs our pocketbook sometimes. So I would say yes, obviously you have to have the money to buy the car, but the drive to be seen as valued and being able to represent themselves in the community is so strong, innate, and overpowering. So that also just has to be taken into consideration. So yes, I agree with you, but it is also coupled with this other theme, these other drivers that we have.
No, and that's really good insights. And I think especially for automotive brands listening to the podcast to know and understand about the African-American consumer, especially when marketing to them. And I think you provide a good segue here to our next slide six. We delve a little bit deeper looking specifically at those respondents that said that they were going to be purchasing a vehicle. And looking at Hispanics and African Americans, we broke it out by new or used. So we asked, are you considering a new or used vehicle? And looking, you know, at Hispanic and African Americans, very similar in terms of the percentages of saying that they were going to purchase new versus used. So if we look at the total market as a whole, 80% of the total market considering purchasing a new vehicle versus 20%. And if we look at Hispanics, it's 76% of Hispanics looking to purchase a new vehicle versus 24% of used. And African Americans, 73% saying they're going to purchase a new car versus 27% of used. So both of these cohorts have the highest percentages of considering a used vehicle. If you look at whites and Asians, for example, both of them are 18% in terms of considering used. So in terms of what that means for automotive, it's a good thing overall, right? There's a lot, there's a big market in terms of certified used vehicles, and they're more likely to be purchasing a new car. Even though it's used, it is a new car to them, right? So, I mean, what are your thoughts on this statistics in terms of the used versus new?
Absolutely, Mario. So used is the new,
for the like
ethnic
that.
communities. And yeah, it's the new. And so to your point, you know, the African-American and Latino communities were the hardest hit, have been the hardest hit in the economic downturn. However, in terms of our purchasing power, we still have a strong purchasing power, which is attributed to the higher income African Americans. But with the marketing of the certified used vehicles, it has become more acceptable in our community to have these used vehicles. And what's happening is that we are seeing a lot more luxury cars being purchased as used vehicles, and that's been acceptable. And that does help sustain that badge value need that I spoke about earlier, that African Americans and Latinos too, but particularly African Americans have to have. So this makes sense in terms of, you know, economic downturn, in terms of badge value, in terms of acceptability in the community, in terms of used as a new, and in terms of certified vehicles that are being marketed to mainstream and in our communities, which provides an opportunity for African Americans to participate in the luxury car category.
Definitely. And looking at this a little bit differently, I've been, you know, trying to think about what this means. You know, African-Americans and Hispanics, and really African-Americans specifically, are the trendsetters, right? When we look across categories, and this is a good trend in my perspective, if we could get more people to purchase used cars, I mean, it's good for the environment. It's good for, you know, manufacturers that are doing this, you know, certified and new. So this would be a nice trend to see extend to the total market, right?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, marketers are still pushing their new cars.
Of course.
You know, that's important. But you're absolutely right that both can be done to meet the needs of this segment. And you're absolutely right in terms of who the trendsetters are, and to not discount or ignore these segments that are buying more used cars, that this is a huge opportunity for the automotive industry, and to not, you know, not discount this as these companies put more focus on new car sales, that this is also a huge opportunity. And to keep these customers active participants in the automobile buying game.
Definitely.
I think that's a really good point, Mario, about the trend. That's a really good point.
Yeah, and looking at trends, on the next slide here, slide 7, we look at body style. And here we see some pretty big differences among the different cohorts. So we asked the total market which body style of vehicle they're considering. So we have a sedan, the smaller SUV category that's becoming really popular, compacts, pickup trucks, and then minivans. The biggest difference we see here, I think, to point out is Hispanics, 32% considering a pickup truck, which is significantly more than the total market at 25%, then whites at 24%, African-Americans at 22%, and Asians at 14%. That's the big one that jumps out. But if we're looking at African-Americans, they seem to be leaning more towards the sedan, you know, your traditional sedan, so 50% of African-Americans. And also this smaller SUV, which is a somewhat newer category, but seems to really be popping among African-Americans, 44% considering a smaller SUV, and then rounding it out with a compact, 37% of African-Americans. I think that the kind of the emerging trend I saw there was a smaller SUV. It's not a category that you necessarily think about when you think about African-American consumers. But I mean, what are your thoughts there in terms of what's resonating with African-American vehicle purchasers?
So we're seeing more women buying SUVs. I think there was a company years ago that started targeting or developing advertising for Black women in SUVs, and I hadn't seen it before. That could very well be what's happening there. Women continue to be the primary decision makers and the conduit for reaching the African American market. They are, better educated, earning more money, and are making the decisions or co-decisions in the household. So that's kind of interesting. I'm wondering if the SUVs are being driven more by Black women purchases, because we do see more of that.
That's a really good point you bring up, because we didn't break it out by gender, and maybe that's something that we'll explore, but that's a great point. You know, women are becoming the decision makers when it comes to automobiles, and the smaller SUV category, I think, is largely driven by women, and looking at that in African-American women specifically. So that's a great point.
Yeah, it helps them feel empowered, and that's a big part of it. So, we saw that years ago. So that would be interesting to see if that's still true. And then the sedans make sense in terms of the cars that can provide not only functional meet the functional needs of this target, but provide the most opportunities for badge value as well. And I don't want to keep harping on the badge value and if something is.
I think it's a really important point.
I don't want them to think that the Black consumers are shallow in any means, but it's so important and so many marketers miss it.
Yeah. And let's skip slide 8 for now and just jump to slide 9, which I think talks about your point about badge value and maybe positions it a little bit differently, right? We looked at important attributes in a new vehicle purchase. We had them rank 5 most important attributes when looking to purchase a vehicle. So, 1 to the one that's most important, 5 to the least important. And to your point, African-American consumers are not shallow. Fuel efficiency at the top for the whole total market, Hispanic, whites, African-American, and Asians hovering around 60%. Safety, important to African-Americans, whites, Hispanics, Asians, reliability, right? So those are important factors for everybody and, you know, mm-hmm. for African Americans. But where we start to see some difference and, you know, that I think is interesting to point out is things like prestige, right? Where if we look at Asians and whites, for example, Asians 4% said prestige was important and whites 5%. So pretty much the same, but African Americans 8%, double mm-hmm. that of Asians, and Hispanics 11%. This is a badge value that's important for both African Americans and Hispanics. And then luxurious, African Americans top that as well at 14% versus 12% of Hispanics. So, you know, African Americans value the same things that the total market does. But like you mentioned, things like prestige, luxurious are very important. And then if we look at stylish design, for example, 25% of African Americans find that important. You know, it's an interesting dichotomy there, right? They're valuing the same core things that you want in a car as a total market, like safety, reliability, but it's important for manufacturers and marketers, I think, even more that African Americans, you know, do value things like luxury and prestige, even though, you know, the total market as a whole may not.
And if you pull those numbers, those questions out about stylish design and prestige and luxurious and had a conversation around them, because when you're talking about safety and fuel efficiency, of course you have to rate that number
right.
one. And when you talk to people in focus groups and when you show them automotive advertising and they talk about, well, nobody talks about what's under the hood, there are some politically correct responses that they may give. And again, it's not that these things are important, but when you pull those emotional attributes out and have a conversation around them or showcase them differently in your studies, you will see how absolutely important they are to the Black community. But in context with fuel efficiency and safety and reliability, yes, sure, they fall at the bottom. But I do believe that they're even more important than probably what our chart shows. But I'm glad that your chart shows that they're still has a more importance than the other segments.
I think that's a good point.
But they got a higher ranking than the other segments.
I think that's a good point, is that this is quantitative, right? So it's missing that qualitative perspective. When you get somebody really talking about it, it might dominate the conversation mm-hmm. and you'll have a different perspective. But one thing, as you were talking, I mean, I'm bringing it back to, you know, real world actionable for marketers. What's a mm-hmm. company that's doing it right in terms of appealing to the attributes that African Americans specifically find important in vehicles? I mean, is there any recent examples of companies getting it right from a marketing perspective?
Probably Toyota. Not only do they, I think Toyota, with their ad agency that they have, and they do have a Black agency, but I think one of the things that they do is a couple things. So they get it right in terms of showcasing how some of the attributes of the car are important, but they also showcase the Black consumer in a positive manner. And so their agency is all about making sure that the Black consumers are featured very positively in the advertising. That the Black man is that the driver is being featured as smart enough to make his or her own decision. They show the impact of a Black man being a caring caretaker for his family with the car and how important that is. And then the badge value, that whole idea of Yeah, that's me. Is that Pepper Miller? Yeah, that's me. Showing those kinds of situations
yeah.
with the car. So it is the features coupled with those those emotional attributes that the Black community can relate to that are very, very important. But the whole notion of not showing Black men as the butt of a joke and positive, and it doesn't mean, again, and I said this before in the other podcast, that you have to have this kumbaya advertising message. And things can be funny, and there could be humor there, but just making sure that this positive representation of the Black consumer and smart Black consumer, along with those attributes, that's where the "yeah, that's me" comes in. I'm driving this, you better ask somebody kind of attitude comes in. So I would say Toyota does a good job of that. And I believe probably Lexus does a good job too. And those particular brands invest in the Black community by doing research, by having a long-term relationship, I think, with the community. And they have ethnic agencies to help them bring these insights to the table. And that's key as well.
I totally agree with you. And I think it's, you know, obviously I'm biased as a research company, but, you know, I mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, a lot of these marketing mishaps happening, and the intentions are good, right? But they're just missing, like you mentioned, that connection with that community, the understanding, the research, because that line is very fine in terms of when you highlight some of these attributes, right? Because if it's all about prestige and luxury, now it becomes cartoonish, right? You need to bring it back to reality about, like you mentioned, the strong male role model. But then you go too far that way and it's kumbaya. So, you bring very good points, and that fine line is found by research, connecting and investing in a consumer and understanding them before marketing. And, if you can imagine, we're already almost at our 30-minute mark. We have a lot more on the report here for download. So please feel free to go to thinknowresearch.com and download the full report. If you have any questions, feel free to contact us or Pepper Miller. And thank you again, Pepper, for joining us. This was a great conversation. I'm sure our audience has walked away learning a lot more about African-American and total market auto purchase habits, and I really appreciate you bringing it back and giving us some real world insight. And thanks again to our listeners. You can find the Think Now Research podcast on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Google Play. Please make sure to subscribe to our podcast if you haven't already. We're now moving our report publication to bi-monthly, as we're going to be doing more in-depth and interactive reporting for you all. So keep an eye out. We're going to have a qualitative video on the report that we just went over. Our next report will be entitled Think Now Money. It's going to delve into financial habits of the total market, and that report should be published the first week of June. To stay up to date on all our reports, please sign up for our newsletter at thinknowresearch.com. Thanks again, everyone, and thanks again, Pepper. Feel free to reach out to us at info@thinknowresearch.com or on Twitter @thinknowtweets should you have any questions regarding this or past reports.